Leading the life of a fugitive, David went back to Judah, his native land, and again hid in the desert of Ziph. But the Ziphites, who had already betrayed David once, went to Saul at Gibeah to inform him of David's hiding place. The king at once mustered his 3,000 chosen men and went in search of David in the Judean wilderness. He made his camp beside the road on a hill in the desert of Ziph. David sent out scouts to find out where the king was camping. He knew he could not trust Saul, even though the king had spoken favorably to him not long before, when David had spared Saul's life at the crags of the wild goats. Informed by his scouts of the king's whereabouts, David set out and went to the place where Saul had camped. One night, David and one of his companions, Abishai, went to Saul's camp and saw the king lying asleep inside the camp, with his spear stuck in the ground near his head. Abner, the commander of his armed forces, and the Israelite soldiers were lying round him. The whole army was in a deep sleep. David and his companion went quietly through the camp to the place where Saul was resting. Abishai whispered to David, "Today God has given your enemy into your hands. Now let me pin him to the ground with one thrust of my spear. I won't strike him twice." But David answered, "Don't kill him. Who can lay a hand on the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? As surely as the Lord lives, God himself will strike him. Either his time will come and he will die, or he will go into battle and perish. But God forbid that I should lay a hand on the Lord's anointed. Now get the spear and the water jug that are near his head, and let's go." So he took the spear and the water jug, and they left. No one woke up, because the Lord had put Saul's army into a deep sleep. Then David crossed over to the other side and stood on top of the hill some distance away. He called out to Abner, the commander of Saul's army. "Do you hear me, Abner?" he shouted. "Who is like you in all Israel? Why didn't you guard your lord the king? Someone came to kill the king. What you have done is not good. You and your men deserve to die, because you did not guard your master, the Lord's anointed. Look around you. Where are the king's spear and the water jug that were near his head?" Saul recognized David's voice. "Is that you, David, my son?" he called out. "Yes, it is, my lord the king," David replied. "Why is my lord pursuing his servant? What have I done? What wrong am I guilty of? You have driven me to a pagan land, far from the presence of the Lord. The king of Israel has come out to look for a flea, as one hunts a partridge in the mountains." Seized with remorse, Saul cried out, "I have sinned. Come back, David, my son. Because you considered my life precious today, I will not try to harm you again. I have been very foolish." "Here is the king's spear," David answered. "Let one of your young men come over and get it. God rewards every man for his faithfulness. He gave you into my hands today, but I would not touch the Lord's anointed. As surely as I valued your life today, so may the Lord value my life and deliver me from trouble." Then Saul blessed David, saying, "You will do great things and surely triumph." So the king returned home, while David went on his way. But David thought to himself, "One of these days Saul will kill me. It would be best to go to the land of the Philistines, so that he will give up searching for me." David went with his 600 men to Achish, king of Gath. He had his two wives with him, Ahinoam of Jezreel, and Abigail of Carmel, the widow of Nabal, and his men also had their families with them. When Saul was told that David had fled to Gath, he gave up searching for him. David was well received by Achish, who gave him the town of Ziklag, near the Judah-Philistine border, towards the desert. Achish thought to himself, "He has become so odious to the Israelites that he will be my servant forever." David lived in Philistine territory 1 year and 4 months. During that time, he and his men raided the Amalekites and other nomadic tribes living in the desert to the south of Palestine. When Achish asked him about these military raids, David replied that he had attacked Israelite territory to the south of Judah. So Achish trusted him. Next episode, David destroys the Amalekites.